الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن جاءكم فاسق بنبأ فتبينوا أن تصيبوا قوما بجهالة فتصبحوا على ما فعلتم نادمين وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من حسن إسلام المرء تركه ما لا يعنيه أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي لا صل رسالة الدرو الشريف اللهم صلي على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد Respected elders, over the last few Jumas that we were doing Jumah, and we were going through the verses of Surah Al-Hujurat. It was about 2 weeks back. We were going through the verses of Surah Al-Hujurat. In this surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions adab and etiquettes that we need to have in us. Living in a community, living in a society, if we want that community to flourish, if we want unity in that community, what are the things that we need to remember? What are the things that we need to bring it into our lives? That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Hujurat. So obviously we went through some verses wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah, the very first ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about fulfilling the rights of Allah and the rights of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions something, when we hear the instructions and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we follow it, we do accordingly. And when we hear the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then we bring it into our lives as well. So that's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the very first ayah. Then in the next ayah, very, very important aspect, the second ayah of the surah, Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the respect and the adab that we need to have for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah says, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we obviously went into the context of revelation of this ayah and so on. The ayah that I've just recited today, it's ayah number 6 of the surah. And it's very, very important for all of us. Very important. The lesson, the message, the instruction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives in that ayah is very important. See, as we've mentioned, that this surah talks about communal affairs, about our society, how we can have unity in it. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah 6 is, I'll translate the ayah first. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, O you who have believed, O you who have brought iman, In ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in, If a disobedient one comes to you with a news, with an information, then Allah says, فَتَبَيَّنُوا, then verify it. أَن تُصِيبُوا قَوْمًا بِجَهَالَةٍ فَتُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ نَادِمِينَ. Because if you don't verify it, it could be that you harm some people, أَن تُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا فَعَلْتُمْ. You harm someone and then later on you start regretting over your action. So, we look into this ayah. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? See, if somebody comes to us with a news, with an information, then human nature is such that we rush into taking action. We rush into believing it, into accepting it, what he's saying it. But Allah says, no, you should not do that. First, verify what he's saying to you. Is it true or false? Is it right or wrong? Yes, once you have verified it through other sources, through other mediums, through other sources, you have investigated it thoroughly, then you have to accept the news that he has given it to you. Don't rush into taking actions. Don't just accept what he's saying to you. Because many a times what happens is what he's saying, you think he's right, but he's not right. He's wrong. Because somebody else has just told him and he's just passing it over to you. Now, to understand this ayah, there is a story, a context of revelation behind this ayah. During the time of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there was a leader of the tribe Banul Mustaliq. There was a tribe by the name of Banul Mustaliq. The leader of this tribe was Harith ibn Dirar, whose daughter was one of the blessed wives of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Her name was Juwayriya radiallahu anha. So, Harith ibn Dirar, the leader of the tribe Banu al-Mustaliq, he came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I want to accept Islam. I'm coming into the fold of Islam. So he accepted Islam and he pledged to pay zakah, to give zakah. And he said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I will go back to my tribe and I will invite my people to Islam as well. I will invite them towards Islam. And when they accept Islam, I will instruct them to pay zakah, to give zakah. And I request you that on this designated day and this specific month, I want somebody from you that can come and collect zakat from me. Right? So this is what he said to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Everything was agreed upon. He went back to the tribe, people accepted Islam, they came into the fold of Islam, they also pledged to give zakah. Now when that designated day came, and when that person was to come to their tribe to collect zakah, his name was Walid bin Uqba. So, radiyallahu anhu. He was sent by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the tribe to collect zakat from them. Now, when he came close to that area where the tribe was living, the people, of that tribe, they were expecting an envoy from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that someone would come today to collect our zakat money. So, because they were expecting this person, they came out of the city to invite and to welcome this person out of honor. Because obviously he's coming from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam as an envoy. So they came out to welcome him as a mark of honor. But Walid bin Uqba, he misunderstood the situation. He thought that we had an old enmity with this tribe, with this particular tribe. We had an old enmity, right? Old enmity. Because of that, probably these people are taking this as an opportunity and they are coming to attack me. They are coming out to attack me. Halakhe, whereas the situation was not that. They were coming out to welcome this person. Welcome him, Walid bin Uqba. But he thought the other way around, which was incorrect. They did not come out to attack or to harm this person. So what he did was, he never entered inside that city, rather he returned, he came back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and based on his thought, he was wrong, he was not right, he misunderstood it. He came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he said, "Ya Rasulullah, these people have left Islam and they are denying to pay zakah." He misunderstood it. He misunderstood the situation and he said the wrong thing to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now see, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not rush into taking any action. What he did was, he investigated the matter. He investigated it. And to investigate, he sent a famous sahabi by the name of Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu an, to go out and look for these people of, you know, this tribe. Go and look at the situation, what has actually happened. Have they really went outside the fold of Islam? Are they denying to pay zakat? What's the situation? Go out and investigate the matter. So Khalid ibn al-Walid radiallahu an, when he went to that tribe, they explained the whole situation, that we came out to welcome this person and we have not left Islam. And Khalid ibn al-Walid also saw that they were practicing Islam and nothing was wrong, everything was going very smooth. He came back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and he narrated the whole incident. Now, this was the background story, the background incident. What happened on this very particular, you know, on this incident, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this verse. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu in ja'akum fasiqun binaba'in fatabayyanu. That if a disobedient one comes to you with a news, then verify it. Now, there is a question that comes to our mind. Obviously, the one who misunderstood the situation was a sahabi. He was a reliable and a righteous person, without any doubt. A sahabatu kulluhum adul. They're all reliable, they're all righteous. See, what this ayah tells us is, this ayah does not tell us that this sahabi who went and misunderstood the situation was a fasiq. Never ever does it say that he was a fasiq. In fact, it proves the opposite. It proves that even if a person who comes to you with the news happens to be a sahabi, then you verify. Then let's just imagine if a person is not a sahabi, a normal individual, then we should be even more careful verifying and, you know, accepting the information that he gives to us. If he's a sahabi and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not accept it, what he did was, he verified the situation. He investigated the matter, whether what he's saying is right or wrong. He investigated it. So for us, if somebody comes to us with the news, then we should be even more vigilant, more careful, whether what we're accepting from them or what we're not accepting it. We need to be very, very careful. Now, you know, this happens to us many a times, many a times. Somebody comes to us with the news, "Oh, did you hear what happened there? Did you hear what happened to this man? Did you hear what happened to them?" And as I said, human nature is such that we want to rush, we rush into taking some action. Or we rush into believing and accepting what he's saying. No, we should not be doing that. We investigate the matter, we look at the evidence, and then if there is a need to pass a judgment, if there is a need to make any decision, then we make it. Don't just make a decision straight away by just listening to someone. And if there are two parties who are involved in a conflict, and let's say if they come to us to decide and to solve the matter, never ever should we pass a judgment by just listening to one side of the story. Never ever. Never ever. Many a times, unfortunately, we see this in our community, that who is innocent and who is guilty, many a times we have come down to a point that we decide this on gender. That's wrong. That's wrong. We don't just decide on gender. We look at the evidence. We look at the proofs. We look at the matter and we investigate the matter. We look at both sides of stories. And then we pass a judgment. We pass a decision. And one more thing, very, very important. See, if it's such a thing that does not concern us, it doesn't concern us, then we should not be even bothering. They should not even concern us to say who is right or who is wrong. Say, "I don't know. I don't know." The hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Min husni islamil mar'i tarkuhu ma la ya'nihi." From the excellence of one's Islam is that he leaves all those things that does not concern him. See, in today's social media time, in social media, many a times we get some news. We get some, you know, messages on our WhatsApp, on our other mediums, right? And without thinking, without pondering, we just pass it over to somebody else. We just forward it on, not realizing the harm that it has in it. Because, you know, There are times when the enemies of Islam, they spread some rumors about Islam, some false information about Islam, and their objective is that this message, this particular message, should go viral. And what we're doing is, by forwarding that message, we are helping them achieving their objective. So, very important. You know, many a times we see, and then underneath it, it gives the reference as well. False reference, that it comes in Bukhari, it comes in Muslim, it comes in this books of hadith. We haven't verified it and we pass it over. Yes, if it's something that has been verified and it has come through some reliable sources, then yes, we should forward it. If it's something that is of benefit to somebody, then we should be forwarding it. But we need to be very, very careful what we are forwarding it, whether that's benefiting or whether that's harming the cause of Islam and harming us as Muslims as well. Very important. Don't just forward the message that we get. Don't forward it. Yeah, if we have verified it and if that is of benefit for us, for people, then we should forward it on. Another thing. See, we have heard this word called Sadaqah Jariyah. Sadaqah Jariyah is we do some good and then after we've left this world, the reward, we keep on getting that reward even after we have left this world. In a similar manner, ulama mentions that there is gunah jariyah as well. There is a sin jariya. For example, if we do something and there is a sin, and then we forward it over, if it's a rumor that is wrong, if it's an information that is completely wrong, and we became a means of that information going forward to many people, then just imagine, we leave this world and that is being carried on. We've gone to our grave and that sin has been coming onto our account as well. Because we have become the means of spreading the false information. So this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a very, very important instruction that when someone comes to you with a news, don't rush into taking an action. Do not rush into it. Rather, verify it first, verify it through other sources, investigate the matter, and if it's required, then we make a decision. Otherwise, if it's something that does not concern us, it's better to stay quiet, it's better to stay silent. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq to act upon what's being mentioned, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us the tawfiq to handle all our communal affairs with the instructions of the Qur'an and Sunnah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.